Hey, Jeff Peterson here at Interstate Music, and with me is Austin Giorgio. He's back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seriously, thanks for having me.
You know what? At this point, I don't think it's any thanking to me. I mean, like, you just keep coming back, and I'm just like, I'm not going to stop him. I'm just gonna let him keep coming back, bringing his friends, introducing me. I feel like I'm just in a perfect spot, and I'm just like grateful.
No, I'm privileged. I feel privileged to be with you. And
oh my
be a
God!
Part of this.
And then Austin is the best guy in the world. People are gonna get all of a sudden. People just hit like, nope, not listening to
this.
This
guy's awful.
All they do is like fawn on each other.
No, but seriously. I mean, for anyone that knows anything about what's going on here, I was here from when you first started doing the podcast, and like everything you're doing, it's amazing what kind of family you're building and what you're doing for artists. And I want to be a part of that as your friend and see you succeed.
That's awesome. And what matters to me is you're actually seeing from the early vision of what we had and what we were trying to build. And the core of it hasn't changed. It's just we've gotten better. We've gotten, you know, more... I'd say more variety of what we're able to offer, and the artists that are coming through are giving us the confidence to keep on going, and having the confidence in you to bring friends up here to have this experience has been, I mean, it's just a blast. It's so much fun.
It's always fun.
It's always fun. We've got Hunter. Yeah. Hunter's here.
Oh, God. She shot me with a Nerf gun.
Well, as she should.
I walked in the office. Bang.
It's solid. That's the way we do things.
I heard what happened to Ryan. Crazy. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we won't talk about it. We won't talk about it at all. Yeah. So we have this. We won't talk about it. So the fact of the matter is, you are a different artist every time I sit down and talk to you. I swear, like, you are growing and like turning into this just powerhouse that honestly you do so much right. And there's so much hard work that you put into it. You've got so many projects, so many songs, and everyone that comes out, I can just hear you in it. Tell me about what has changed. Like, what are you starting to feel as an artist for your music?
Yeah, well, it is funny because some people can say that, but you actually truly understand it because of what I started doing and like where it's gone. You know, I think the biggest thing is, and this took me a little bit, is understanding the difference between the music and the music business. And for me, I can make music, reggae music, jazz music, blues, pop, anything. I love it all.
Yep.
And when I recently signed with some new management, Peter and Craig, who are incredible guys who you have got to meet.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you right now, they have to be incredible guys because for you to say that and for the amount of time that you put into getting to know them before you made any decision to move forward, it must mean that they are exactly that. So
awesome. I appreciate it. Yeah, they really are. They're incredible. And so they really helped me kind of figure out a lane to go down. And I think for any artist, if there ever is an artist or if you're a parent or someone that's singing, I think one of the best pieces of advice I got was like, what are a few things that make you really unique and let's focus on them.
Yeah.
And that kind of helped me put into perspective why I love making music. And so I now think I've found my sound. A little bit edgy, but I think I found it.
I mean, it's saucy.
It's
spicy.
I'm not gonna make a joke.
But I will say that just your persona and when you write music and when you're putting your sounds and the mixes together, I mean, it's you, right? I mean, you're doing all of that. You're co-writing some stuff, maybe. But when you go out with a song and it launches, how much of that whole project is your hands are in it?
So most of them are fully, I mostly produce all my music. Up until now, I've only had three other songs produced not by me.
Yep.
Because see, that's the other thing too, is some artists like don't like, if they are a producer or a writer, they don't want to have anyone else involved and it gets very kind of handcuffed.
Yep.
I'm open with anything.
Yeah.
So it's not by choice that I want to always produce my stuff. I just didn't know how to get into music. So I learned,
how
to do it.
Right.
So that's kind of how I got into it. And then now I've gotten to the point where I'm collaborating more, doing some co-writes, doing some co-productions. And it definitely helps. I feel like when you're in your own chamber, you make the same similar stuff. So it's good and bad being on your own.
No, I understand it. So, but where I honestly saw some of the biggest growth was earlier today when you brought two friends up here for a show. And during that process, just me watching you kind of helping them through a sound check and talking to them, like you guys were all in sync because I can see how much you guys work together. And the fact that you've shared all of your experiences to help other people with their music and their sound, their social media, there's so much collaboration that you're open to. And that's always been your personality and your persona. However, as you've succeeded and really kind of gotten to places with your own music, you've really focused on helping other people do it too. And that's like not what a lot of art, you know, most artists are just like, okay, I've got to, what's next for me? What's the next thing I've got to do? And you're really, you know, wide open to helping these other artists, which I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, no, I think you would attest to this. Another thing that I feel like I've definitely always been excited to help and be around people like-minded, especially friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also with that is, you know, I remember hearing at one point that, you know, your future is not the bigwigs of today. It's the friends you have today. And they're going to be the ones that you call in 20 years to, hey, come help me out. Hey, let's go do this. So right. I want to see my friends succeed as much as I want to succeed, you know?
It's no fun to do it alone. And I'd never want to be a solo owner in any business or project because honestly, waking up and not having anybody else to lean on or collaborate with, I mean, the energy, you start to lose the energy of it all and your ideas start to become, you know, so center focused and you start to kind of lose your way just because you're only doing it your way.
Yeah. Would you say this? Because I got to imagine our worlds are similar in a couple ways.
Sure.
There almost seems like there could be an appropriate time for single-minded, let me focus, get this sprawled out, this idea. But once I get to the end, now it's like, all right, I want to have people with me. Now I'm ready.
So that's a great question. It makes me, so I self-assess a lot. And I am, you know, a decision maker at my company, but I collaborate a lot with the team and all the opinions matter from everybody around me. But there are points where you have to make those decisions or get an idea going and moving. So I think the way I've done it and I have success doing it is making sure I let everybody around me kind of understand where my ideas are coming from. Mm. And then I start to take them to the next level and they all know that I'm not taking it to the finish line. I mean, my skill sets, you know, have a stopping point. They're not all the way through. This whole interstate music thing if it was just me driving it and doing everything, I mean, I don't have the skill sets to do this. I've got the drive and the passion to help manage and bring up some ideas and you know, bigger opportunities and going in different directions. But in the end, I do think it's one of those things where I'll get an idea started. Mm. I'm quick to the table to get other people's opinions though, because there's a lot of money that can be lost and wasted.
Yeah.
When you go too hard with your own idea, because there's a lot of things that you haven't thought about and having other people's opinions earlier on, it could save you from wasting a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
It really can.
Yep. Maybe that's the difference too with business is different too. Cause like with music, definitely for biz, I can understand. If you're trying to do something, there's a point where you go and it's like, all right, we need to pass batons. This is not just my race. I definitely think too, maybe this is different. In music, when you're making music.
Like, hey, if it's 9 o'clock at night and you're writing a song and you're getting it till 2 a.m. and then you bring somebody else in because you want their opinions on what can I do to mix this up a little bit and change it up a little bit and really, you know, pop it here. I can't figure this part out. That's where I think it would be different on the music side. But you've written a lot of stuff and done it all on your own. And I mean, you've proven yourself to be
appreciate it. Well, it's the believing in yourself, I guess, where I was going
at.
Because if you're writing a song, if you're an artist, that's what I was saying. Art might differ from business in some senses of with music. If you're too quick to send it to people that you're just starting a song, if they instill this much doubt in you and you're not confident, you might never finish it.
Yep.
I know I've had that happen to me in the songs. I was like, I'm going to keep going anyways.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest songs.
How much music do you have just backlogged that you've written, that you have, or do you end writing a song and composing a song and doing everything and it's just gone? Like, it's like, okay, that didn't work and it's never going to work. Or do you have some stuff that's just like piled up waiting for you to have some time and you're like, now's not the right time for that song. I'm going to come back to it. How does that work in your genre and the way you're doing music?
I feel like it works in three ways. So one, right now I'm sitting on about 50 plus songs.
Okay.
Some songs are definitely written with...
If you're Morgan Wallen, you're probably releasing that album next week.
Right, in one day.
Yeah, one day. 50 songs.
50 next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Austin Giorgio, 50 songs. Yeah. Sorry, Morgan. 36 just wasn't enough.
Got you top. No, but like I'm super big fan on that, on a lot of music. But I think so that's the first thing is I'm sitting on those. Second is some songs happen in a quick second, write a verse, pre-chorus, chorus. Save it. I'm not in the headspace to finish it. I'll do it tomorrow, week, month. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
It'll happen when it happens. And then third is some songs are not even meant to be consumed by the mass population. Meaning, if let's say I'm in my head one night and I'm thinking about something, I think that is what a luxury is in music and art, in a sense of if I'm feeling something or I have a memory that's like, oh my God, I forgot about that. You could write a song, and I don't know how to explain this to you, but it starts bringing back memories. And anytime you want to have that memory really vividly, you just hit play, and it's like, oh my God, I can close my eyes, and like, I know it. I can
smell it's your own photo album.
It's a time capsule.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What they are.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
awesome.
Not great songs necessarily to the masses, but to
necessary.
Me, and to you, like to whoever wrote that song, it means a lot.
That's
you know?
That's awesome. And so as far as making money in this industry.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder to do it, but you're finding ways on social platforms to get your music heard, to drive it, to get spins, to get listens, to get downloads and streams. Where is that energy and skill set coming from? I know you used to do marketing back in the, is it coming from that marketing side of you, or is it coming from the, I got to figure this out. I'm a musician. This is the new wave music is getting out there. I don't have a choice.
Yeah, definitely. I got a quick short story for you.
Yep.
You're going to love this. It's definitely, I think some of it is just who you are as a person. Some of it of just, are you driven?
Yep.
So I remember when I was in high school, I would buy and sell purses.
Okay.
Sounds weird, right? Go to thrift stores. I buy bicycles. That was my main thing. And a friend of mine wanted to do it. Because they saw I was like making a lot of money. I didn't, you know, I was just doing it because I was making money. And I'm on the rack going through, this one's not worth it. This one is. All right, let's look this one up. And I remember after about 30 seconds doing this, I got up and they were just smiling. They're like, I don't like purses. And I remember that moment I said, what makes you think I do? And it was, it's the same thing with music. It happened about 2 years ago. I was on a call with a bunch of friends from when I was on the show. And it's when TikTok was just starting. It was 2019.
Okay.
I just started getting on there before a lot of people were, right as it switched from Musical.ly to TikTok. And I remember there's a lot of people on this call and I said, hey, if anyone wants help with TikTok, like, I'm more than happy to help you. I've seen some stuff work.
Yep.
And I'll never forget, obviously I won't say names and stuff like that, but I heard a voice come out and say, I don't know, Austin, that seems like for kids, I don't think I want to do that. And I said, what makes you think I want to do it? If I want to succeed, I'm going to do what it takes.
Yeah, and you've got to, you know, you've got to try new things. You've got to explore different platforms. Now, I'm not telling you to go on OnlyFans.
Right.
You know, which...
I've got an OnlyFans, folks.
I've got fantastic feet.
Talking all this only because I'm making income from OnlyFans. Yeah, I make zero from
it
music.
It funds everything I do.
Talking like I know what I'm talking about, but all my money's from somewhere
else. It's all about the OF.
Yeah.
So, but in the end, you have turned this into what you do for a living.
Yeah.
You know, and what, you know, finding ways and doing what you have to do to get your music heard, get you known about, get people to understand where you're coming from, but then also being attractive to the management teams that are out there that are saying, you know what, his music, his drive, his passion for what he's doing and his back knowledge are worth investing our time and energy and everything else that's into it to help you get to that next level. So where are you going now that you've got the management team? Are you looking for like the whole label thing? Are you looking for a big tour? Are you looking for, you know, what do you want to do or what do you think is best for you in the next year?
Yeah, I mean, so much can change. I mean,
I know that, but what do you think?
I mean, currently in the moment, I mean, we're focused on, we've had a lot of offers come in from labels, recently from the You Put a Spell on Me, that taking off.
I mean, that's huge.
That song for you. And now we're kind of like, we're talking to one in particular, we really love them. We're still kind of in that like learning each other stage.
Sure, yeah.
Nothing solidified. And so I guess this year's focus is really hone in on what we've been building in 2022 and really become that flower we've been planting.
Yeah.
Which is that sound, that lifestyle. Honestly, most of it is stuff I do. There's some weird stuff I have to do that's like not necessarily I wake up and go, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy the purse. But I know right. I have to do it. And I'm right. like, I'm cool with it, you know?
So this year, there's a lot of energy behind it because you've got a lot of cool songs that you've put out there recently. You've got some amazing songs I may or may not have already heard, you know, that are going to be out. And so it's a big year for that. But I think some of the things that I'm most excited for you is helping you solidify kind of your sound, who you are as an artist. And you're now doing it with a different level of purpose because I think you have, you know, your center line dead straight on what you want to do, and you know who you are as an artist, and I'm happy for you with that.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks again for being part of the Interstate Music family. Always, I mean, you always bring it. You always support us. You always pump us up. And every time you're here, it's a big deal. And I can't say enough about you and what you mean to us. And Austin, Georgia, man, you're for real.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah. Here it comes.
Yep. Okay, real quickly, people need to know how caring you are to your people and your family that you've created here. And the other thing that I don't know if you get told a lot, but so many people, I said this on my first podcast, I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
I love you, man.
Everything, I love you too.
Everything you do, seriously. You change people's lives. It's such an exciting thing to be a part of. And I'm still blown away that we talked on one day about you moving to Nashville, getting a place down there for Interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5 days later, you had a place. You move quick.
You get very if quick. An idea comes from you, and you put a bug in my ear. No, it's me to move fast. That's my personality. But you give me a confidence that I've got somebody I can, you know, turn to when I've got a question, so I don't go too off the rails too far before I've got somebody that can bring me back over. So I appreciate you, man. I appreciate what you said. Those are kind words.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, this is Austin Georgiou. I'm Jeff Peterson. This is Interstate Music. Keep watching.